Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy PDP coming to you live on Soul Radio. Today I am bringing on a guest called Chris King. And that's CK. You know what I'm saying? CK all day. And that don't mean for Crip Killer. You know what I'm saying? It means for Chris King. When I say everything happens for a reason, everything really do happen for a reason. As long as you keep your nose clean and as long as you are aware of what's going on and you focus on your goals. So that's all I'm going to say with that being a Chris King on today. It is April 15th. For some people, it is payday. So where the money at? Where the money at? What a money at? Nah, I'm just playing. But for real, PDP live to coming broadcasting live on Soul Radio. It's a great day. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be just whoever you wanted to be. That's the great thing about America. You can decide who you want to be and be it and do it to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? If you're really thinking about it, then go ahead and be about it. Don't just talk about it. Don't be delusional. But anyways, I want to formally welcome Chris King on the show. What's up, man?
Chris King. Oh, that's my intro.
Yo, I can feel it, man. What a great day it is up here in the LBK, Lubbock, Texas, you know what I'm saying. So, shoot, man, just tell us, man, how's the first part of your week been going, player?
Dude, my week has been, it's been okay, I guess. I don't know. Did you watch? Yeah, this hasn't been really this week, but did you watch the?
Let me make sure I didn't lose any connection there. Chris King, you still there, sir?
I'm here, buddy. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Let's see here. Yo, you still there?
I'm here, buddy. Can you hear me?
Chris.
I'm here.
Hey, Chris, I can hear you. You still there?
I'm here, buddy.
Well, maybe we got a little bit of difficulties going on. Let's see what's going on. It could be something going on with my connection, or it could be something going on with his connection. Who knows? But that's the thing about the internet world and about adversity. Adversity can cause some men to break, and it can cause some men to break records. You know what I mean? So,
Hello.
With that being said, we just gonna wing it. Just bear with us. We two brothers are just following the dream and just keeping doing what we got to do. Surely he should come on here in a second, unless there's something going on with my headset. I don't think so. So let's see if we can still reach him. Hey, Chris, you still there, man?
I'm here, my friend. Can you hear me?
Let's see.
Hello.
Yo. Well, let's go ahead and get into something real quick. Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, and I'm going to go ahead and let that play, and I'm going to go ahead and see if he's going to get him in real quick.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to fight. I came to win, to fight,
to
prosper, to rise.
Hold on. So sorry about that. Let's see. This is really not cool. Let's see. Just bear with me. You know what I'm saying? Just bear with me. I don't know what's going on with my sound. Something's going on with my sound right now. So just chill, sit back and relax your feet, and we gonna go from here. Okay. All right. There we go. Now we're getting a little bit of sound back. Go with it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's all about what you can do. Life is about everybody can work out when you feel good. Everybody can work out when they feel good, but it's just when you feel bad is when you really get better. It's like everybody can go to work when it's rainy or it's a little sunny outside. Everybody can or it's a little snow. Everybody can get ready, but it's just what matters is when you can make it to work on that snow day. You know what I'm saying? And then That's how you can separate yourself from the masses. Okay, we got Mr. Chris King back. Let's go. Let's see, man. Hey, can you hear me, man?
Can you hear me? That's the question.
That's the question. Yeah, I can hear you now, man. I guess that's I guess that's something with the online thing. I don't know. But I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, we got it done. That's all that matters. But how the heck are you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Just turned my show into an actual station now. And I've been doing great. Taking care of my little son, taking care of my wife, enjoying the new fraternity that I'm in, that is the married man, you know. Other than that, man, and yourself.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, a married man, right? Yeah, you just recently became a married man. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I did.
Yes, sir. Well, I feel sorry for you, my friend.
Man, all I can say is a weight has been lifted off my chest ever since I've been married. But prior to that point, I'm not going to lie, it was very fun. And when we first met, I think we met at Chinny's, which is here in Lubbock, Texas, and is my number one spot here in Lubbock. And I could say, I probably wasn't acting like her. I wasn't married. Let's put it like this. I wasn't married at that time. So, with that being said, why would I act like a married man if I wasn't married, right?
Very true. Very true. Well, see, I am very happy being a single man. Well, I guess I can't say that I'm really a single man, because remember the last time you and I spoke on this show, I went on a date to Costco. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Well, guess what? My Costco date is now my girlfriend.
Wow.
And
if I remember correctly, she wanted to go to Costco, right?
That's right. Yeah, she asked me if I would go with her to Costco, and I said, well, I guess this is the strangest date that I've ever been on, but why the hell not? So I went to Costco with her, and, you know, I got some cinnamon rolls and things like that, and, you know, we hung out. And she's cool, man. She's really cool. I'm very pleased with this girl.
Well, that just brings one thing to mind. That means she's probably down to earth. She's down. If a girl, I mean, that just means she's comfortable with you. If she was to come out and just say, "Yo, you want to go to Costco?" And with me being a black man, I wouldn't know what that meant. I'd be like, Costco. To me, I would think that's something fancy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
but it's all good. That means she's a keeper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, seeing the difference in Sam's and Costco is that white people are really into, like, healthy crap, like things that don't
organic
exist.
Organic stuff.
Organic, like, and gluten-free crap, which doesn't do anything for anybody, I don't think. Like, made-up conditions. Like, I have to have gluten-free or I will break out in hives and have seizures. Whatever. No, you won't. You're just being stupid.
Hey, yo, I'm telling you, because I used to be a server at Cheddar's
okay.
Right here in Lubbock, Texas, and people would order their food, and they were like, is this menu gluten-free? I'd be like, gluten-free, let me think. And I'm trying to get my tips, right? So I'm just like, gluten-free menu, if I say yes and it's really no, I'm going to get the, they're going to come after me. So let me just ask my manager and see, does he know what gluten means? He knew what gluten means. Me, I didn't know what gluten means. I just knew, because I'm strictly from football. I just know when you work out a lot and your muscles are sore, I just know that, like, something in your glucose or something like that is leaving your body. I don't know. You know, so when people come up to me asking me about this menu, I'm like, come on, man. Just ask me, do it got seasoning salt or salt on it, and I'll say yes or no. Other than this fancy stuff, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I see where you're coming from, Mr. Chris King.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, it's mostly from what I've experienced, and I could be wrong, and I'm definitely not trying to stereotype any women or anything like that, but for the most part, from what I've, from my experience, it's all women that are like, I just can't eat it if it has gluten, and if it has gluten, I just can't eat wheat thins without gluten, you know, and it's, I just don't get it, man. I don't get it.
I hate you, man. I don't get it either, but, you know, women, it's a man's world, but it's nothing without a woman. A woman, we need a woman to keep that reproduction in the world. We need a woman to love on us, because we really, at the end of the day, it's not really the money that keeps us company, but it's the woman that that's the woman that really keeps us going, and we love company. But on the line, I do got the Reverend Youth Minister straight from Arkansas. His name is Mr. Stephen Ivey. He's going to bless the show real quick. And then, Mr. King, we're going to get right back into our scoop. What's up, Mr. Stephen Ivey? You good, man?
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going well. You having a great morning or what?
Man, I'm having a great moment.
Great morning. Really That's good. What I'm talking about. Well, all right, man. I'm going to go ahead and give you the flow, so go ahead and G.O.
All righty. Well, I'm not going to be long today. Yesterday we talked about detours and how detours are sometimes a good thing in your life. And I'm reminded of in the Bible says there's a passage that talks about small foxes and small foxes spoiling King's vineyard, and a lot of times if you go to church, like me, you grew up in church, you'll hear a preacher or somebody say, it's the small foxes that spoil the vine, it's the small foxes that spoil the vine, and what all they really saying is the small things that stop things from growing in your life. And I got a better analogy, I guess. I work at FedEx in the morning. And one of my jobs, well, my job at FedEx is to load a semi-trailer, an 18-wheeler trailer, so that it can go to, they can take all the boxes to Walmart. My truck is called a Walmart Returns trailer. So anybody out there, after you go through Thanksgiving and Christmas and you buying TVs and the TV don't work and the system and stuff don't work, if you take it back to Walmart or even if you ship it in, Walmart then ships it through us back to the warehouse here where I'm at Walmart's headquarters in Arkansas. Well, anyway, so I load this truck, and I have all types of boxes that come to me on a daily basis, anything from small boxes to big boxes to mattresses to weight sets, from pickles to bleach. All of this stuff, by the end of the day, I'm smelling like a grocery store and a men's locker room. It's just horrible. So what I've noticed, and it's hard to paint a picture of this, but imagine, I'll just say, a conveyor belt. And it's a small, narrow type of conveyor belt that these boxes come to me on. And all day long, one of the most frustrating things of the whole job is that the boxes get jammed up. I could do a better job if the boxes on the belt didn't get jammed up. But I spend just as much time loading that truck as I do unbreaking jams. And one of the things that I constantly, more times than not, see are just small boxes that cause a jam. And that's very indicative of how our lives are, is that so many times it's small things in our lives that cause us to get jammed up in life. A small issue, man, I just yesterday got into it with someone over something that was really small, but caused a whole bunch of, just caused a ripple effect. Imagine, even since I said that, imagine throwing a small pebble into a pond. That small little pebble will start off as a small little tiny, not even a big splash, just a piece of water, a move, but then it'll be a ripple effect. And oftentimes that's what happens in our lives. And most of us have been taught, oh, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't think about the small stuff. Look at the big picture. Get the big catch. But it's really in our lives the small thing. And so I challenge whoever's listening, work on the small things this week. Work on the small things today. You know, I heard my man on the phone say he got a girlfriend. man, I remember before I got married, my girl always wanted a hello, good morning, I love you text message. To me, that was just small, and so I was like, man, I ain't about to send her no text message every day seeing how her day is going. And it was a small thing, but then it caused issues in our relationship versus, and I'm done after I say this, versus last night, she's my wife now, and we're laying in bed, and I'm looking at her, and I send a text message, and I know she don't have a phone, so she's not going to see it until in the morning, and I'll be going off to work. And so I send her a message and say, hey, you know, I'm just loving sitting here. You know, some real mushy type stuff, y'all. Man, I'm loving sitting here watching you while you lay here like, oh, my gosh, you're pregnant. You're about to have my baby. And just never would have thought we'd be together this long. But, you know, just all that kind of stuff. And sentimental true stuff. It wasn't just me pouring on some stuff. But it was true stuff. And that just that small text, what seems small to me, made her day that much better because she sent me a text message back saying how today hadn't been good, but just seeing that text message made her, it blessed her day and how she's going to go throughout the day just constantly looking at it or referring back to that text message. And that's just how much it meant to her. So I'm saying to whoever's listening, man, take time, sweat the small stuff, pay attention to the small stuff. I said I was done, but we got athletes on the phone or athletes that are listening. And so, Pete, you understand this, and when we played football, as a linebacker, one of my things I did, whether it was studying film or in the game, is I watched the guard and the tackle to catch their tendencies. I knew if by according to one stance, man, he's gonna pull on this play. So be looking for that. Or I can tell on this play when he does this, that means it's a pass. Or when he sets up like that, they're running the ball. Things like that were small, but could make or break a player. And so anyway, that's my thing to you tonight or this morning. Like, sweat the small stuff, pay attention to the small stuff because your victory might lie in that one small thing.
Hey, man, I completely agree. And what you said is something so major. You got to sweat the small things. And just like you said, in a relationship, you're laying in bed with your wife now. And just a small, you knew she wasn't going to get it till in the morning. But it's a small thing. You didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? The same thing is with ants. Think about it. Ants, they prepare for the fall and the summer. And you know what I'm saying? They're so small. But if you see a community of ants working together, it's very intriguing. It's very smart. It's very delightful to see. But, all right. But, yeah, Mr. Avi, you want to get my pleasure, man. Tomorrow, Thursday, I'll talk to you. Oh, no, we won't have no show tomorrow. We got the recruit with Asia Reese coming on Soul Radio tomorrow. So it's really going to be next week whenever we get back and got the ball up and rolling. All right?
All righty.
All right. It's been my pleasure, Mr. Stephen Avi. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, that's Mr. Reverend Stephen Avi, just recently married, joined into the fraternity of the married man. He's a youth minister straight up out of the Arkansas area. So if you're in Arkansas, go ahead and make sure you check him out. Go to soareveryday.com, check out his bio, or you can go to soareveryday.listentomyradio.com to stream us live. We're going to be live at about 12:15. And we're going to have some music going along with the interview. But on the line right now, I do got Mr. Chris Pink. What's up?
That's me.
You still there?
I'm here, brother. I'm hanging.
That's what I'm talking about. So you
good words, man. Those are some really good words.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I love Mr. Stephen Avi, man. Every time I hear him, he sparks something in me, and which just makes me just want to continue on and speak, you know. But before he starts speaking, we were talking about how the girl that you're dating now, but before you started dating, she asked you to go to Costco. And
she asked me to Costco. Typical white girl move. Typical white girl move, bro.
Hey, but what did y'all get?
What did we get, man? Well, okay, all right. So let me explain. She owns like a spa here in Lubbock, Texas, right? And so she sent me a text. It said,
so I have to go to Costco. Do you want to go with me? I'm like, okay, well, can we go eat lunch or something first, like make a real date, you know? I mean, do we have to just go to Costco? And she's like, yeah, we can go to lunch. And so we go to lunch, and then we take off to Costco, and she's like, oh, I'm going to get some lotions and some bath salts and some stuff like that. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. So we're cruising down the aisles, and she's getting, like, herbal shampoo and, you know, I don't know, girl things. I don't really know. I don't know. So we're walking down the aisles, and like I told you last time, I said, well, it's cool if we go as long as you get me some cinnamon rolls. And she got me some cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
They're already
was
gone,
it the
too.
Big
I ate
cinnamon
them.
Rolls? Oh, you said they were. I said, were they the big cinnamon rolls? Like, you know,
yeah.
Cinnamon rolls when you go to the fair? Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. They're big. They're the big cinnamon rolls, and they come in, like, this package that would barely even fit in my seat. And it was huge.
Oh, man, so it's kind of like Sam's.
Right, yeah, Costco is the same thing as Sam's, except they have, like, all of the healthy junk that, you know, that I definitely don't care about because I'm fat.
the organic stuff.
Right.
me growing up, man, I never heard the word organic. Never heard the word organic until I guess I came to Lubbock. I didn't know what organic was, man. And which brings me to my point. I guess when I never even knew what this word meant, and the word was called recession. And I guess we went in the recession a few years ago when George W. Bush was the president, and then like Barack Obama and stuff. Like they were talking about the Royal Recession, and I guess they had to give some stuff up and, like, just so they could make do and not enjoy the leisure time that everybody used to have, like, I guess the FU money. But I'm just like, recession? My whole life is a recession. I always had the budget. You know what I'm saying? So that the word organic is the same thing to recession to me. That brought a whole nother light. And now I'm just, when people talk to me about, like, oh, we're in a recession, I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, man, we can no longer go to the movies 3 times a month. We can only go once. I'm like, okay, that's the problem.
that's why I go bootleg movies, bro. Bootleg movies all the way, man. $2, and it's still in the theater.
Allegedly, there you go.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
My bad. Allegedly, that's right.
Which brings me to the point. I'm in church. It was probably 6 months ago, and my preacher, he was my bishop. My uncle at the flea market, and he doesn't sell bootleg DVDs, but he gets free bootleg DVDs if he give the person selling bootleg DVDs a hat. So if he gives them a fitted cap or a snapback cap, he can get 5 bootleg movies. And he gives them to me, which I don't pay for them, but he gives them to me. But anyways, my bishop is at the flea market. He was telling us, like, how it was a beautiful day, the sun was shining, and all this and that. And he was telling us to go support local artists around and, like, local people around in the town, right? Then he goes, well, just don't bootleg them. I was just like, well, you want me to support them, and you don't want me to bootleg them? But I'm broke. what the dude supposed to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but dude, my girl and I, my Costco, I'm just going to call her my Costco girl. Is that acceptable?
Hey, that's really acceptable.
All right. My Costco girl and I, Saturday, man, we went to the flea market because I am a flea market enthusiast. I love flea markets, man. And so we went to the flea market on Clovis Road and Avenue Q here in Lubbock. And, you know, of course, when you walk into that flea market, I mean, it's just like, you know, I mean, it's just blaring
blaring music, man. And it's I love it. I love it. I love it. Chicharrones and all of that good stuff, man. Everywhere, all around. And we got to looking around and shopping, and we walked by this one particular booth that had we walked by and she looked over at it. And see, and my girl, what was surprising to me is she has her concealed handgun license. So she's like a gun-toting gangster, man. For real, she's a gun-toting gangster. She carries a 9 in her purse everywhere she goes. It's crazy.
Mm-mm.
So I'm well, like, yeah, well, all right, you know what?
What booth did y'all walk by?
Huh?
I was just asking, what booth did y'all walk by?
Okay, yeah, we walked by, this is why this was so surprising, because she carries, you know, she's got this concealed handgun license, so we walked by this this booth, and she's like, oh my God, there's brass knuckles and nunchucks and all kinds of weapons, and she got nervous. She got nervous about it. I'm like, it's okay, baby. You know, it's just brass knuckles and nunchucks and things. Don't, you know, don't worry about it. I mean, you've got a gun in your purse. What are you doing?
Okay.
I don't know. I just thought I'd tell that story. I thought it was pretty funny. She got nervous around brass knuckles, yet she carries a 9 in her purse.
She got a gun in the purse. Yeah.
I mean, it's legal. You know, she doesn't illegally carry the gun. She can legally carry a gun. But, you know, like I said, anytime we get into a confrontation, anytime I get into a confrontation and my girl's there, I don't have to do nothing.
Yeah, you got
it. Like,
y'all are protected.
Like, you talk to her, man. You talk to her.
Yeah. And you guys, y'all were at the flea market off of Avenue Q in Clovis, and that's the flea market I'm talking about. That's where my uncle works.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
You probably did. He's a short little black dude with long hair. You probably wouldn't even know it's my uncle because he's probably missing 3 fingers, and he works with a tall white lady. And the tall white lady, may her husband rest in peace. The first time I used to go down there and I would just stay with my uncle. Before I got married, I used to play ball here at Tech, and after my football career, I moved back to Oklahoma and I finished up my football career at a Christian school in Arkansas. But in the midst of all that, I wanted to get my degree here at Texas Tech, so I moved back to Lubbock. And he actually, I didn't even know when I was playing football here. From 05 to 09, I knew I had an uncle, but thought at that time, like, I was like, I've never seen a dude in my life. He only trying to use me for some tickets. So I'm not trying to get involved with somebody who's trying to just use me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I never talked to him when I was playing ball here at Tech. But long story short, my grandma and my grandpa, before I even finish the story, my great-grandpa, my uncle who I'm talking about, his dad just died 4 days ago. We just had his funeral. And this dude, his name is Papa Guess. His name is A.T. Guess. This is a black man. I'm telling you, he's a black man who has some cowboy boots on and a cowboy hat on with some Wrangler jeans and a Star Suppress shirt with a big dip in his mouth. And this is 2 years ago. I'm trying to and he died at like 98. And I'm trying to help him up the stairs and to my uncle's house, and he looked at me like I was crazy. He said, "You think I got this old by having people help me up the stairs?" He said, "You better get real," and he helped himself up the stairs. So may he rest in peace, Paul A.T. Guest. That's a black man with Wrangler jeans, cowboy boots with a big dip. And I always wondered why I got my dip in front. Because where I'm from, black people don't dip. We don't have nothing in our mouth like that. Black people, we just smoke weed and drink 40s. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
I'm
learning from my grandpa.
And wear cocoa butter. That was for you, Petey Pete. That was for you, man.
I'll probably come into the radio booth smelling like cocoa butter.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, but yeah, I got to give you that one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a, but yeah, that was my great, that was my great great grandpa, man. He just passed, man. He rest in peace, Papa, AT guest. But I'm saying about my my uncle, who's at the flea market. He's a short dude, probably about 5 foot even, missing three fingers. He's up there with a white lady who's helped sell like the hats, and if you saw like some leg bottoms. And they sell shades.
Uh-huh.
It might have been those brass knuckles too, because it's right. They right next to the people who, like some people play music right there, and some people sell DVDs right across there, like right across the little hall. And like he's a little short black man. And but my point is, I used to take a different girl every week. I used to take a different girl every week. And then at that time, he would like make brisket sandwiches. So me. After 2 minutes, I would take a girl. I would probably meet a girl at the club Saturday. Like, yo, what's up? My name is Petey Pete. Yeah, man, I just moved back to Lubbock, and they would be like, cool. And I used to have a different girl literally every week, and I would take them to the flea market to go get a brisket sandwich. And then that was it. And I remember my uncle and then his friend would be like, so you know you're gonna need the stop bringing these different girls around here and just settle down and get one, or you're going to mess around and not have none. And that was probably the best advice. That was probably the best advice I ever got. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, you know what? And I think about my pops, and my pops is so cool, but my pop and my brothers and sisters, let me tell you something, Chris King, my brothers and sisters, I'm the only all-black kid that, well, me and my little sister, she's in 10th grade right now. But my father got six kids, and we're the only two all-black kids. So if you was to look at our family portrait, including him, there's only three black spots in our family portrait. All the rest of them are mixed and white. You know what I'm saying? So and even my uncle, like my uncle don't have any all-black kids. Like my aunties and my aunties, everybody's mixed with white. So when people see me, when people I'd be like, yo, that's my brother, and he look like you, Chris, and they be like, nah, that's not your brother.
He must be sexy, man. He must be real sexy, dude.
Oh man. I ain't gonna go that far, but hey, he ain't got no problems with girls. You know what I'm saying?
Right on, bro. That's a really good idea. Honestly, is you know I'm gonna flip the script here. If let's just say, for example, if this girl, Costco girl, and I don't work out, I'm gonna meet a girl and I'm gonna say, hey, what's up? It's Chris. You want to go to the flea market? You know, instead of Costco or Sam's or whatever. We're going to the flea market, baby. Load out in the truck. Let's go.
Hey, how you can base it on what type of girl she is, because she might either, if she gets excited about the brass knuckles, then she ain't got no gun in her purse.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, brass knuckles. That's awesome.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do that.
Your little voice. Oh, that's what's up, man. That's actually pretty cool. Well, do you see yourself seeing a future with this girl, man?
You know what? I do, man. I really do. She's got a good head on her shoulders. She likes me just as much as I like her. We have a lot of fun together. I guess it's been over a month now that we've been regularly seeing each other. So it's a good thing, man. It really is. She actually makes me want to be a better person. So that's ultimately what really matters to me, is that she makes me want to do better. And and I want to do things for her. You know, like this weekend, this Saturday, while she's at work, I'm going to completely fix her yard, like redo her yard for her. So, I want to do things for her. So that's pretty cool, man. And I definitely see a future with her. So I look forward to that.
You know what? That's the key. like that. The key is she makes you want to do better. And as a man, when we meet that customer, we can meet a girl that we just don't flat out care.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We could be having sex with a girl, thinking about another girl as soon as we nut. You know what I'm saying? And it don't even cross our mind. And I think that's the thing. That's the thing with us men is that we could be so into a girl, so into her. We could be sending her all these kind of text messages, but oh, you so beautiful. Oh, when I saw you at the bar, you were so fine. And we mean it. We really mean it. But as soon as we get the box, and then it's like something in us just goes off. Like,
you just changed your mind.
Yeah.
I know exactly how you feel, bro.
Yeah, but when we say it, we actually really mean it, you know. So all the females out there that's wrong, that all those females out there that's mad at a guy for being a womanizer and stuff, don't be mad at him, because it's usually a girl is the reason why he's like that, and vice versa. Whenever you meet a girl who's out there, but this is what I gotta say about girls. Then we have to cut it short. I got my dude named Jaden. Who's calling in? He's an artist straight up out of the Arkansas area. He's going to just play some of his music. But before I let you go, Mr. King, there's some girls out there, because we've all heard the stigma. A girl is a hoe. Other girls, like, you don't want to mess with her. She crazy. Or even got dudes calling girls a hoe, right? Usually when a dude call a girl a hoe, either that she wouldn't let him hit, she wasn't messing around with him, so he's going to go off and say something about that girl. And if a girl is calling another girl a hoe, she's just jealous. She wants the same penis that that girl is getting. You know what I'm saying?
She's mad
that she can't get it. But, hey, that's just me. But what do I know? You know what I'm saying?
That's a very good point, my friend.
You got anything you want to add, man, before we go ahead and conclude?
I just want to say thank you, my friend, for having me on again. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure as well. I'll talk to you next Wednesday, brother.
All right, man. I'll see you later.
All right, cool. Yeah, that was Chris King, straight up out of Lubbock, Texas. He works with KLLL, wonderful on the beat. He's a great dude, great cat. We met, just like I say, everything happens for a reason. But right now I got a brother from another mother. His name is JP. You know what I'm saying? When I tell you somebody has pursuing that passion for 10+ years, not letting their family, not letting their friends, not even letting themselves get in the way of their own dream, their own passion. Somebody who I've seen growing up from, what, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, all the way up to 30 years old. Oh, I think he's 30 because I'm 28, about to be 29. Now, he's a few years older than me. So, yeah, he got to be up there. You know what I'm saying, bro? I've seen this dude grow. He's growing. This dude got the same last name as me, which is Richardson. His name goes by Jaden. What's up, Jaden?
Chilling, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Well, I just introduced you briefly. I'm going to go ahead and let you formally introduce yourself, man.
Yeah, man. It's the one and only from Dubtown, Oklahoma. In between the G, in between the T, it's your boy Jason Richardson, a.k.a. Jaden, just a down-ass nigga, and that's the only thing you're going to get from me. What's good, y'all?
That's what I'm talking about. Already, so that's what Jaden means, just a down-ass nigga.
Yes. Can't get no better
than that.
So
when you talk to a girl, you just be like, yo, man, what's up, girl? Just a down-ass nigga. Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's
the name. Yeah, man, that's basically how I got the name. It was, you know, from a good female friend who basically told me, man, you know, you just a down ass nigga. And, you know, I know the term nigga offends some people, but then again, a lot of us was raised with it, just like we was powdered milk. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. A girl gave me my name too, Petey Pete. So I guess that's one thing that we both got in common. But we're gonna get straight into the music right now. It's called Pick Up the Phone by Jaden. Just another down ass nigga. Here we go.
Yeah. I said it's Jaden, baby. Yeah. Dubtown, huh? I'm being serious when I say I gotta get it. I know you down, girl, so let me come and hit it. The yellow bone and you know I'm about to split it. Whipped cream, wet dreams, thinking about you. And didn't know to make it from day to day. Got me creeping, girl, just to see your face. I want you is what I wanna hear you say. This woman loves to slice your fire your face. Call you up, come through. Let a nigga put it on you. Stressed out, I relax you. Just tell me, girl, what you gonna do. Matter of fact, I had a plan too. Just like the movie, it takes two. I'm just that into you. So, girl, let me get into you now.
Baby, I want you.
Okay.
You want me.
Okay.
So, let's do what we gotta do, girl.
Okay.
To kick it.
Try to copyright for any purposes, you know, I don't want you to take me to court, but the circumstances there, it was the first track, and I just knew I had to kind of put my own spices to some of the stuff that I was trying to do for my own little mixtape EP, and, you know, it came out perfect to me, that, and, you know, Is That Your Girl, basically, I feel like was one of my best, some of my best work. You know, I know others disagree and say they hear other things. You know, I got a track from way back when that I did with TKO Capone out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pimpin' Ain't Easy, if you remember that song.
Oh, man, I remember that joint. Yeah, that joint was hard.
Yeah, man, and,
hey,
you know.
The streets need that right now.
Right. The streets do need it. Matter of fact, before the streets need it, I need to get it first, man. So, you know, I had talked to TKO not too long ago, and, you know, nothing against my brother, but I feel like sometimes people let local fame get to their head and they forget where they came from. They forget their roots.
Yeah, man. That's completely right. That's completely true. And that's crazy because some people are itching just to, excuse my language, people are itching just to shit on some people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People get a little bit of Facebook like, a Facebook likes, so get a 5 or 10 people buying their mixtape, and then all of a sudden they Lil Wayne. All of a sudden,
right.
They future, and now they shitting on the people that helped them get there. But that's why they don't never make it, because, man, God ain't stupid. Everything happens for a reason. God puts those in position. God makes people, those type of people, like Lil Wayne, the Futures, the Sierras, and the list goes on. LeBron James, Kobe Bryant. God puts those. I believe God puts those people, those kind of people, in position because, yes, the media might portray them to be a bad person, but at the end of the day, they really are a good person, and they are helping more people than they are hurting. So when it comes to local celebrities and stuff like that, some of those people are just waiting and just scratching their hand just to shit off some people. But let me go ahead and get into another track by Jaden. It's called What I Want. Let's get with it. Soul Radio, we going live in the mix with Jaden. This is What I Want. Let's go, baby.
Yeah. Shawty, you a freak. The way you move and your body got a nigga wanna come over and put my hands on and do what I want with you. Do what I want, do what I want, do what I want with you. Shawty, you a freak. The way you move and your body got a nigga wanna come over and put my hands on and do what I want with you. Do what I want, do what I want, do what I want with you. I'm the man. I'm the man. I put my hands on your girl, now watch your body dance. Hey, just hit me up if you're ready. You know I like it when you sliding down me. Oh, so heavy. What you say, body bag? What you say, body bag? Hey, I'm about to kill the pussy. That's why I said body bag. Hey, why your toes curling? I got your earth shaking. Now that I finally got you, shawty, I don't have to wait. I'm only waiting on to see what you gon' do. If you do it well, you know I'm swimming in your pool. Hoping that I don't drown. Shawty just wanna pound. Lay your head on my pillow and we go around for round. Hey. Shawty, you're free. The way you move and your body got a nigga wanna come over and put my hands on and do what I want with you. Do what I want, do what I want, do what I want with you. Shawty, you're free. The way you move and your body got a nigga wanna come over and put my hands on and do what I want with you. Do what I want, do what I want, do what I want with you. Baby girl. Baby girl, I'm about to give you everything you never had before. Hey, daddy's home. I know you heard that song. Why you playing and teasing? Come do that shit to me. It's a dead clock. It's a dead clock. Cause every time you come around, it seems like time stops. Soon as our minds wonder, you know your panties drop. Next thing you know, it's you and me that's fighting for the top. I let you get on top. To see you work out. It's crazy how fast feelings really just come about. Now I know what you about. It's time to show out. Let me see that ass up. Shout it in the face. Don't. Shout it, you're free. The way you're moving your body got a nigga wanna come over and put my hands on and do what I want with you. Do what I want, do what I want, do what I want with you. Shawty, you a freak. The way you're moving your body, got a nigga wanna come over and put my hands on and do what I want with you. Do what I want, do what I want, do what I want with you. You can call me all day, you can call me all night. You can hit me anytime and I'ma get you just right. Gon' work your body, gon' work your body, gon' work your body for me. I'ma hit it all day, I'ma hit it all night. Once I get you in them sheets, I'ma hit that pussy right. Gon' work your body, gon' work your body, gon' work your body for me.
Hey, and just like that, that's Jay straight up out of straight in between Muskogee and Tulsa. That's at Dubtown, Oklahoma. You know what I'm talking about. But before I get into him, I'm so quirk right now. I gotta go ahead and say, Jaden, just another down ass nigga. Say, get your shine on. Let go. Turn up. So ready, yo. You know what I'm talking about. Forever Rich.
This is the name.
Yeah. And it's your boy Jay.
24/7, baby, you know I get my grind on. Let me get my shine on. Ha ha! It's your boy Pretty Pink live on Word on the Street with your boy Jake Dirt. Just another down ass nigga. What's up, man?
Man, what it do, man? How's the Texas weather, bro?
Hey, that Texas weather is great down here. The sun is shining. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking outside the window up here in the online station that I got going on, and it's just all gravy. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel you on that, man. It's rainy as hell down here, but I'm still getting my shine on.
Ha ha, already, man. What was the motivation behind that song, man? Get my shine on.
Let me get my shine on, man. It came from, I would have to say, a few years back. I mean, it was the intro to 8411, the mixtape that I had put out up on the Blue Boy Entertainment, which never was released. Due to the circumstances of my CEO getting arrested and going to prison. Now,
my
motivation was basically how I've been seeing closed doors after closed doors after closed doors. Instead of saying to myself, you know what, it don't matter how many doors is closed in your face, build your own wall and put your own door in it and make your own entrance. And that's what I've been doing ever since, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, because adversity can either cause a person to break or can it cause a person to break records, and which means that, like I was talking to earlier, you weren't in. I don't know if you're listening before you even called in, but I had a dude on the show named Chris King, and we were just going at it, and we had a great conversation. We had a great conversation about some things, and it brings me to this.
Because, Jay, let some people know, let some people know where you come from, dude. Let some people know we got about 5 minutes left in this interview, and then we got to cut it off. So let some people know what's your motivation behind the music. Like, let some people know how you grew up in Wagon, Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying?
No.
As far as, like, your mom, like, you live with your grandma, like, with your pops living in the same town and all this. Like, a lot of people can't get through what you've been through.
Right, right. And you right about that, man. Just to make a long story short, sum it up, everything that I've been through to come through adversity, you know, I was born in Wagner in 84, and, you know, the 80s was a good year in, you know what I'm saying, Wagner in that area. You know, the black community was stuck together, but then, you know, the crack epidemic had hit, and everybody wanted to go crazy and lose their mind, like it was 1998 or whatever Taylor Swift said. My mama fell victim to drugs as an addict, and, you know, we lived in the projects, which they were called Trinity when I was a kid. You know, that's the hood, Trinity. Now they call it Autumnwood. And I don't know really too much about it now. Just know then you really couldn't be out at night past a certain amount of time because you wasn't going to make it. You'd either get jumped or somebody knock you off. We wouldn't say nothing about it. But, you know, I basically grew up without my mama and my daddy. You know, when my mom got addicted to drugs, she dipped out on us. And, you know, I thank God for my oldest brother, James, you know, James Antonio Andrew Richardson. He took it upon himself to stay in school at the same time, trying to raise me and feed me at the same time while our mom was in my age. And they had got to a point so bad that where we was eating taco shells and peanut butter for months on months until DHS got involved. And, you know, I thank God for Granny, Susie Barnes, and LT Hall for taking me in and helping, trying to mold me into the person that they wanted me to be, you know. And when I say wanted me to be, they wanted me to be a certain way than the person that I am today, because at the end of the day, I think God put you on this earth for a reason, and not to live by other people's creed, but live by his faith and walk in his wrongs. And, you know, he came and picked me up, and my granny put any and every type of instrument in my hand that she could get her hands on. And I just went from there because there wasn't any other avenue for me. I didn't know my talents in sports, and if it would take me somewhere else. I just knew that I loved music. I loved the sound of music, and I kind of got that, you know, Big Easy, that New Orleans step to me, that kind of New Orleans groove without even knowing anything about New Orleans at the time. So, going from where I'm at, I struggled throughout my whole high school year. You know, my senior year, I bounced back, and I had my own house my whole senior year of high school. I only missed one day, and that was senior skip day. Came to Arkansas, auditioned one time, and I got a full scholarship for a four-year full ride, $72,000 for 4 years, man, for music. That's liberal arts. A lot of cats don't know that you can make it out the hood by your voice, by your talent.
That's true.
It don't always have to be a football player or a basketball player. Not everybody was meant to be that. But at the same time, I also know that not everybody was meant to do music and be a rapper either. You just got to know what your calling is and go for it. At the end of the day, no matter what you want to do, you always got to have God involved, because without him, there's no light to this earth.
Yeah, that's true, man. Without God involved, there is no light. There's no light within this earth. There's no light within you. You know what I'm saying? And it's very intriguing. I really believe you should share your story a little bit more. And I'm going to tell you something. Once the 60-second mark hit, we're going to have about 5 more minutes to keep continue to talking before the network completely shut us off. So whenever it says, and even for the listeners out there, whenever it says, you know, the time is up, just stay tuned in, because we got more coming from Jaden. Just another down-ass nigga straight up out of the Dubtown, which is called Wagner, Oklahoma. and Jason, man. And the thing is, man, I've always looked up to you. I remember when you had that Bronco, when we slid off. Remember when we got stuck in that ditch? In the snow?
Yeah. I remember
and
that.
And when we got out, right?
I remember that
part,
too. We
got out, right?
We got out alive.
We did, and that's what I'm saying. That's the thing about life, bro. Like that's the thing about life, is because the way you grew up, you know what I'm saying, before Granny took you in, and whenever my mama or I would have to call my dad to come pick me up, but he would drop me off at Granny house, and we had that bond, we had that brotherhood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we did, man.
So we had that. Yeah,
I think what we went through, couldn't nobody take that from us because we was both little boys in the same position. And, you know, we could have stirred less and went to left field and been stuck in the hood like a lot of the cast is still there or a lot of the cast is dead or locked up. You know what I'm saying? And God rest mm-hmm. their soul. But there's, like I said, certain avenues that you are meant to travel and there's some that you're not. And the way that I feel, just like Kevin Gates said, if I got to be somewhere and I need to have a pistol, then I don't need to be there then. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Which, like you said, man, you were raised in the projects and what's about the name, Autumn Wood and stuff. I remember my homeboy Duke. I don't know if you remember Duke. Duke lived a few blocks back. Me and Duke was on the same baseball team and everything, man. I give my right hand to Duke, man, but he's in jail right now. And locked up. He don't get out till next summer. And I tell my wife to this day, I was like, that could have easily been me. You know, that could have easily been me. That could have easily been me back in Muskogee, back in Wagner, back in wherever, or living in Tulsa with my mom right now. Man, I could have easily got gunned down by a cop. You know what I'm saying? I could have easily. You know, whenever I moved back to Muskogee, and then you ended up moving back with me when we living in that two-story white house. When I say two-story, it's not your typical two-story. It's a two-story that should. If you had a heater that you had to plug in with a computer that you're trying to record music on, with a TV that you're trying to watch TV on, and an iron that you're trying to iron, all the power go off. You know what I'm saying? And never mind me this. When it's time to go take a bath, you had no hot water. You didn't have no shower head. And this is what 2012. I mean 2011. Yes. You know what I'm saying? This is modern day.
Yeah, that's what that was, man.
Yeah,
we had
modern day, yeah, exactly.
Going through the struggle, and a lot of people thought we had it, man. Oh, y'all living good? No, everything that we do on a daily basis is making sure that we put food on a plate for everybody in this house. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We went from struggling to trying to survive to living and eating good, and there's a difference to. The struggle and try to survive means you have to maintain on a daily basis a keeping your head above water. And now where we at in life, we're a little comfortable. Instead of trying to keep our head above the water, we staying afloat.
So, there it is, staying afloat. That's true. And back, and that's even – that's after your music scholarship. That's after my football scholarship. That's after family who we thought was behind us. That's after everything. That's when we became into my own and you called me and I was there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was just like, yo, come. Like, come. Because I'm telling you, you probably recorded the best songs you ever recorded in that two-story house. And too bad my Uncle DLC is locked up right now. And he'll be out by next year, too. And I just hated to see... Once we all moved away, everything went to shreds. When I moved back to Texas, and man, my little cousin DeAndre, everybody's in jail. Everybody's in jail besides me and you. You know what I'm saying? Then that's the sad part. Everybody's in jail besides me and you, but they're not in jail for selling drugs and stuff like that. They're just in jail just for stupid stuff. They don't have nobody around to be positive, to keep their nose clean. Jaden is. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just say one real quick thing, and I'll let you get to talking. This is the thing, too, that I want a lot of our young brothers and young sisters to understand about jail and prison. Just because you go to jail or prison does not make you hard or a gangster. It basically means that you were stupid enough that you got caught. It basically means that you were stupid enough to put yourself in a position to now where you in the system. You are now a felon. You work for the government, not for yourself. So a lot of y'all cats out there, when you think the streets is it, the streets ain't where it is, my brother. Go back to the Greenwood, north side of Tulsa, 1920 race riots. We had something.
Wow.
We were once.
Yeah, man.
We once promoted ourselves as teachers, doctors, lawyers, officers of color. And now we all want to be gangsters and bad bitches. Where'd that come from?
Wow, that's crazy. You say go back to Greenwood and stuff like that. One of the most, he used to be a crackhead. He I don't know if you ever heard of the Gap Band. The Gap Band grew up out of Tulsa, made it out of Tulsa, and then within the Gap Band came Charlie Wilson. I was just in Dallas 2 weeks ago when one of my homeboys, he said, like, Charlie Wilson tried to get at his mom, but, you know, Charlie Wilson was on crack at the time. But shout out to Charlie Wilson's wife who stood by his side. And Charlie Wilson is doing great now. He's still doing shows. He's still putting Tulsa on the map and things. But, Jason, hey, but we got to end the interview right here, but Friday, I'm going to call you right after the interview, but Friday, before I call you, think about Friday, man. Think about Friday. We need to get more in-depth in your interview. We need to get more in-depth in your childhood, and we're going to have the whole hour just to get in-depth, because right now I got to cut it short. But Friday, man, let's get at it again. I'm going to call you soon as we hang up, as soon as I get this interview live on Soar Every Day. God, listen to my radio. .com. You just been live with just another down ass nigga. His name is Jaden, aka Jason Richardson, my brother from another mother, but really my blood brother. You know what I'm talking about. And you just not been locked in on Soar Radio. Hope everybody have a great day, and don't forget to tune into the music. I'm debuting Jaden all day on Soar Radio. So let's go. So Jaden, I'm gonna call you here in a little bit, fam.
All right, man. It was a blessing having me on your show, man. And keep it up. Keep up the good work, dog.
Already, like my daddy would say, bye-bye. All right, man, I'll call you in a bit, man. Already.